broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy Thanksgiving Eve, America. Wow. We have a really amazing program lined up for you today. A lot going on across the fruited plain. And I know a lot of you folks are already on the road. I mean, traffic. Even here in North Georgia, in Gainesville, it took me, I don't know, normally it takes 10 minutes to get to the studio. It took me 11 minutes to get to the studio today. So heavy traffic here in the North Georgia mountains where we are broadcasting our radio program. But in all seriousness, be careful out there, folks. A lot of bad weather. A lot of people can't get to where they're going because of this big old snowstorm and severe weather in the deep south. So hang in there. Take your time. The turkey's going to be there when you get there, I hope. Well, more or less. All right. A couple of big stories that we're going to be talking about and to start out with. And I know this is a controversial topic to discuss, and it is a sore spot, especially for many people of faith around the country. But we have a breaking news development regarding Chick-fil-A, the official chicken of our Lord. And it is going to cause angst among some people who are probably diehard conservatives that have a sincere disagreement with my position on Chick-fil-A and how they're spending their money. So coming up this hour, Tony Perkins from Family Research Council is going to join us. But I want to share with you the reason why Tony is going to be a guest on the program. Our good friends over at townhall.com broke this story late last night. They have discovered that Chick-fil-A, the Chick-fil-A Foundation, has been giving charitable donations to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, some of you may not know what the Southern Poverty Law Center is all about, and I want to give you a brief description of this organization. Chick-fil-A, or rather the Southern Poverty Law Center, is a radical left-wing organization. They have been in the history of classifying Christian organizations that support traditional marriage as anti-gay hate groups. So, for example, the Family Research Council was named by the Southern Poverty Law Center as an anti-gay hate group because they don't support gay marriage. Now, we know that's certainly not true, but this is what the Southern Poverty Law Center has done. And a number of other organizations, American Family Association, American Family Radio, Liberty Council, yours truly has been attacked by the Southern Poverty Law Center. They even went after Dr. Ben Carson. And again, this all stems from the idea that if you do not support gay marriage, then you are a hateful right-wing bigot. That's their philosophy. So several years back, and this was, we have to go back in time to when the Christian, remember when we had the big Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day, and all the, because Chick-fil-A was under attack, because Dan Cathy, who was the son of the founder of Chick-fil-A, Dan Cathy said in an interview that he personally believed that marriage is between one man and one woman. That's what he said. And as you now know, all hell broke loose. So you need to understand, and it's very easy to forget about the history of this kind of stuff. The reason why the left hates Chick-fil-A, the reason why the mainstream media, the reason why Democrats, the reason why the LGBT and the sex and gender revolutionaries are attacking Chick-fil-A and want to destroy Chick-fil-A is because Dan Cathy, the founder's son, believes that marriage is between one man and one woman. That's it. That's the only reason that Chick-fil-A is under attack. all these years, that's the reason why. So it's very important for you to understand. You've got to go back and you've got to research this stuff. But that's the reason why they're going after Chick-fil-A. They literally want to destroy the company. In New York City, where I have lived for 15 years, the city council there tried to stop Chick-fil-A from coming into town and opening up restaurants. In other words, the city council in New York City would rather have people unemployed and living in poverty than have them acquire a good-paying job with benefits at Chick-fil-A, the official chicken of our Lord, the gospel bird. That's what this controversy is all about. And so what happened? Well, I wrote a column about it at FoxNews.com years ago. It went viral. Governor Mike Huckabee stood up, said, you know what, we're going to have a national Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day. And as we now know, years later, Chick-fil-A is one of the most popular fast food restaurants in America. Many groups, including the Family Research Council, stood alongside Chick-fil-A. They defended Chick-fil-A. They went out there and they gave it everything they've got. We did too on this radio program, in my column, on my website. Man, we fought for Chick-fil-A. Every single time they came under attack, whether it be in a liberal city or if it was on a college campus or the most recent controversy involving the airports, man, we were there. But I noticed something very interesting, and I had to go back and research this. Do you know who did not defend Chick-fil-A all those years? Do you know who did not stand up and say, hey, it doesn't matter what you believe. This is not about personal beliefs. This is about business. Do you know who did not say anything? Do you know who did not defend Chick-fil-A? It was Chick-fil-A. Not once did Chick-fil-A stand up for themselves. No. Instead, they allowed people like Mike Huckabee and Tony Perkins from Family Research Council and Todd Starnes, your friendly neighborhood broadcaster who loves Chick-fil-A. They let us go out there and stand up and take the bullets and the arrows. But Chick-fil-A, they never defended themselves. And now comes this breaking news story. So I had to set the back. This is the backstory here, folks, just the backstory. So all of that happened, and then in 2012, there was a guy by the name of Floyd Corkins. Floyd Corkins hated family. He hated Chick-fil-A. He hated those people who opposed gay marriage. And do you know what happened? Floyd Corkins went on the Southern Poverty Law Center's website, and he saw a map of all of the so-called hate groups in America. And guess what he decided to do? He decided to go after Family Research Council. He got himself a semi-automatic pistol, 100 rounds of ammo, and he bought 15 Chick-fil-A sandwiches. And he showed up at the front door of their headquarters in Washington, D.C., and he planned to kill every single person in that building, many of whom are my dear friends. And then he said, according to the FBI documents, he said he planned to take those Chick-fil-A sandwiches and smear the dead and dying bodies of the Family Research Council employees with those sandwiches. That's what he planned to do. And if not for a brave, heroic security guard at the front desk, who wrestled the gunman to the ground, who took a bullet, shattered his arm, there would have been a massacre on American soil. And imagine Family Research Council's surprise when they found out that Chick-fil-A in 2017 had given the Southern Poverty Law Center, those anti-Christian bigots, $2,500. Well, on the Newsmaker line, it is a radio show exclusive. Our good friend Tony Perkins, and Tony, I know you're on vacation, on the road. I want to get your reaction to this news coming out of townhall.com.
Well, Todd, good to talk with you, and let me give you an advance happy Thanksgiving, and certainly we're thankful that, as you just described, things did not turn out worse than they could have on that particular day. I'm shocked, but not completely surprised. Todd, after that shooting, we were surprised that we actually never heard from the leadership of Chick-fil-A to check on the member of our team that was shot, because it was world news that we had that shooting, and that it had been prompted by the Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day, guided by the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate map. We never heard from them. In fact, I reached out to them in a private letter, because they then began to make moves toward the LGBT community and embrace that agenda, began backing away from the whole thing that started. It was Dan Cathy saying that he believed marriage was between a man and a woman. And so that's why so many groups supported him from the standpoint of his First Amendment freedoms. So it was disappointing, and we've just been watching quietly. We haven't said anything publicly until now. Of course, a couple of weeks ago, they're announcing no longer giving money to the Salvation Army or any other Christian organization. In fact, giving money to groups that run counter to that biblical view of marriage, human sexuality. And then, of course, this being really the nail in the coffin, that they literally gave money to an anti-Christian group that smears. This is the Southern Poverty Smear Group that attacks Christian organizations, the very constituency that has given Chick-fil-A the astronomical sales that they've experienced in the last 7 years. It's disheartening,
Tony,
to say the least.
Have you had any conversations with Dan Cathy, anybody at Chick-fil-A leadership about this? I know he talked to Franklin Graham and gave Franklin Graham reassurances, but the facts are the facts here.
No, my attempts to reach him, at one time we spoke by cell phone and such, but then he just refused to return the calls. And again, that was just showing us this trend. It's disheartening. But, you know, again, we just kind of sat back. We didn't want to, say anything based upon what we thought to be happening, but now it's very, very evident what they've done. And I think this is what happens when people want to, in this culture where, values that forever have been the norm have become, abnormal, marriage between a man and a woman, free speech, when you begin to speak out for those things as a corporation, you're kind of ostracized by your peers. And I think that Chick-fil-A, actually, their leadership wants to be more received by their peers in the corporate world than they do by their customers who come through their doors.
Tony, we've got about a minute or so here. What are you guys? Look, I get it. Chick-fil-A, they can, donate money to whoever they want to donate to. But I think, honestly,
right,
this is a slap in the face to the millions of Christians who stood in the gap for them during some very difficult times. What do Christians need to do here? What do people of faith need to do?
It's betrayal by them anyway. They're no different than any other organization, business, that we need to be good stewards of. We give our money to a business that uses the profits to undermine the very values that we embrace. We need to stop doing business with them. So Chick-fil-A has now joined that category of business. I will not do business with Chick-fil-A, nor will our organization ever do business with Chick-fil-A again.
It's really sad, Tony, and I'm going to give you the final word here. I think a lot of people are just disheartened and just saddened that Chick-fil-A has done this. It feels like they've betrayed us. They've stabbed us in the back.
Well, unfortunately, I think that is the case. I look for those businesses that just do business. And again, you said it, they have a right to give their money wherever they want. I suggest that businesses stay out of these cultural skirmishes, do business, provide the best product, and certainly do not give money to anti-Christian organizations like the Southern Poverty Law Center. There is absolutely no justification for an organization, a business like Chick-fil-A, to give that anti-Christian organization money.
Well said. Well said. And shame on Chick-fil-A. Shame on them. Tony, really appreciate you coming on. I know you're slammed, and want to wish you and the entire family and the FRC family a very happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks so much, Todd. You have a great Thanksgiving as well. Look forward to seeing you real soon.
All right. Tony Perkins, we're going to get him back on the show. Tony is out. He is out on vacation. Took time to just to jump on the show here to weigh in on this breaking news. This is the first time that Tony has publicly spoken out about this. But I want to hear from you. You heard it from Tony Perkins. They're not going to do business with Chick-fil-A anymore. What about yourself? 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Hello, neighbor.
This Thanksgiving,
it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Rhys, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters now. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
What do you see for the next generation? Do you see a prospering nation? Do you see hope? The future is ours to create, and Liberty University is driven to train positive influencers for our country and our culture. Our mission is to guide students toward leadership as servants of the people, defenders of freedom, and champions of truth. Discover how you can impact the next generation of champions for Christ by texting GIVE to 839-858.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Truett McConnell University is training students to love the Lord, love the Word, love the church, and love the lost. Scripture is the foundation for everything they do. It's who they are, preparing students not just for a career, but to fulfill God's high calling on their lives. Truett McConnell University offers a wide array of bachelor's programs, some online, and they also have an outstanding Master of Arts in Theology. So if you'd like to schedule a visit to Truett's campus in the North Georgia Mountains, visit truett.edu.
Hello, neighbor.
This Thanksgiving,
it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Rhys, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters now. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's mystery from the Book of Mysteries.
In the Book of Mysteries, the teacher takes the disciple into a secret chamber, the Chamber of Scrolls, and reveals a mystery you could never see in your English Bible. In Isaiah 53, it prophesies of Messiah's death. But in English, you read the words, in his death. But in the original Hebrew, it says something different, an amazing thing. It says, in his deaths. Why? Because Messiah didn't just die a death. He died the death of all of us. That ancient Hebrew word contains your death, the death of your old life. And what that Hebrew word means is that what Jesus did for you on the cross is so deep and so colossal, the word death can't even contain it. That's how much he loves you. And that's how totally blessed you are. You're free of the past, for the old you, the old life, and what was is all gone in his death.
What you have just heard comes from the Book of Mysteries. Learn more online at mysteriesbook.com. That's mysteriesbook.com.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic. Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
What do you see for the next generation? Do you see a prospering nation? Do you see hope? The future is ours to create, and Liberty University is driven to train positive influencers for our country and our culture. Our mission is to guide students toward leadership as servants of the people, defenders of freedom, and champions of truth. Discover how you can impact the next generation of champions for Christ at liberty.edu/starns.
For me, Truett means opportunities.
Truett means an adventure, place where I can grow and become more like Jesus.
This is somewhere I belong.
To me, Truett is like a home far away from home.
Everyone is family from all different walks of life and from all over the world.
To me, Truett means a second home.
Truett McConnell University is home for me.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and now you know why I love Truett McConnell University. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. So, look, the breaking news that we shared just a few moments ago, a Family Research Council President Tony Perkins on the program, and he announced that Family Research Council will no longer do business with Chick-fil-A. Neither will he do business with Chick-fil-A personally. This as a result of the news that came out from Town Hall last night. Town Hall was able to get a hold of the charitable donations that Chick-fil-A has been making. And it turns out that Chick-fil-A gave $2,500 to an organization called the Southern Poverty Law Center. This is a very dangerous, notorious group, anti-Christian, and they hate anybody who does not align themselves with the LGBT agenda. And so my question to you is this: does this really bother you? How Chick-fil-A spends its money, does that concern you? Now, honestly, I don't care who Chick-fil-A gives money to. My issue with Chick-fil-A is that they built their business on the backs of this outrage from the Christian community. They took advantage of a lot of Christians around this country and a lot of goodwill. And yeah, they got a great chicken sandwich. I love Chick-fil-A. I don't want to boycott Chick-fil-A, but I can tell you this, since this news has come out that they've capitulated to the gay activist, I haven't set foot in one Chick-fil-A. And it's going to be a long time before I do. But don't you think that Dan Cathy, the owner of Chick-fil-A, don't you think that he owes the American people, the freedom-loving patriots who stood up for them, don't you think that that he owes them an explanation? And yeah, I get it. $2,500. Yeah, it's a drop in the bucket. But you know what? It's $2,500. And I don't care if he gave a dollar. I don't care if he gave a penny to the Southern Poverty Law Center, a group that's out there trying to shut down people like the Family Research Council, like American Family Association, like yours truly. I mean, come on. 844-747-8868. It's our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. You can read the story for yourself. We have it on toddstarnes.com. Also, check out our podcast. Great stuff going on there online. Congressman Louie Gohmert coming up next. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
This is Dr. Richard Lamb, president of Southern Evangelical Seminary. Thanksgiving has always been my favorite holiday. To me, it is the most American of holidays. And I think one reason for that is that, for whatever reason, God has blessed us as a nation in unique and manifold ways. When you look at all the blessings that God has poured out on America, it's hard not to be amazed at God's goodness and his blessing. And remember, blessings, by definition, are undeserved. That's why they're called blessings. As a Christian, I encourage all of you as fellow Christians to undertake a spiritual exercise this Thanksgiving. The Apostle Paul commanded us as Christians to, quote, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. I promise you that when you start giving thanks to God for the blessings in your life, God will keep calling new blessings to mind, and you will find that there are so many more things to be thankful for than you had thought of or imagined. As you are obedient in this apostolic commandment, God will create in you an even more grateful heart, and the grateful heart is the contented and the peaceful heart. So this Thanksgiving, I pray that His peace will be with all of you. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Let me begin by leading us in prayer. Father, thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us, for loving us enough to send your only begotten Son. Father, thank you for my Christian parents. Thank you for my Christian wife. Thank you that my children love the Lord. Thank you for calling me into ministry. This is Richard Land.
Queen Jezebel was an incredibly evil and demonically controlled woman. She lived 3,000 years ago, but that same demonic power that operated through her, that spirit of Jezebel, is operating in America again today. In the Bible, it was King Jehu. He was described as driving like a reckless man or a maniac or a madman. He was the alpha male that did a lot of good, but there was a lot of collateral damage. He brought Jezebel out to the surface again and ultimately brought her down. And it's an interesting thing. You have a Jehu-type character leading a nation, a president like Donald Trump. Love him or loathe him, he's a Jehu-type man, and he comes in like a bull in the china shop. That's why we have the women's marches and people talking about blow up the White House. It's the conflict of Jehu and Jezebel all over again. This is Dr. Michael Brown. To get your copy of my new book, Jezebel's War with America, go to jezebelswarwithamerica.com.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's word from the book, The Oracle, The Mystery of the Age.
One of the mysteries in the Oracle is the mystery of the world ruler. Whenever God brings his people back to the land, he always has a world ruler to sanction him. And when the first return, it was King Cyrus was the world ruler. And in the 20th century, first it was Great Britain, the Prime Minister, Lloyd George, he was the world ruler who sanctioned it. In the time of Israel's birth, it was Harry Truman, President Truman was the world ruler. And now it has been Donald Trump, the one who recognized Israel, he's a world ruler. What does the name Donald mean from Donald Trump? It means world ruler. You see, nothing's an accident. His parents named him that for such a time as this. So with you, nothing's an accident. God has called you for such a time as this, and isn't God amazing?
What you have just heard comes from the book The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn, The Mystery of the Age. Learn more at theoraclemystery.com.
What do you see for the next generation? Do you see a prospering nation? Do you see hope? The future is ours to create, and Liberty University is driven to train positive influencers for our country and our culture. Our mission is to guide students toward leadership as servants of the people, defenders of freedom, and champions of truth. Discover how you can impact the next generation of Champions for Christ by texting GIVE to 839-858.
For me, Truett means opportunities.
Truett means an adventure, place where I can grow and become more like Jesus.
This is somewhere I belong.
To me, Truett is like a home far away from home.
Everyone is family from all different walks of life and from all over the world.
To me, Truett means a second home.
Truett McConnell University is home for me.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and now you know why I love Truett McConnell University.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program on this Thanksgiving Eve. We're going to get to your calls about Chick-fil-A in just a moment, but we have some big political news developing. Next week, the first impeachment hearing is set to begin. And the Democrats are wanting President Trump to attend the hearings. And the president, they want the president to either attend or stop complaining about the process. That's coming from Jerry Nadler. He's chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. On the newsmaker line, our good friend from the great state of Texas, Congressman Louie Gohmert. Congressman, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, Todd. Always great to talk to you. You know, it was supposed to be big news about an impeachment hearing back in the Committee of Jurisdiction, the Judiciary Committee. But then we find out we don't have witnesses. We're going to have a repeat of a hearing we had earlier, some months back in Judiciary, where they brought some non-academic academics to tell us about what is impeachment. And so it's not, I mean, it's just worthless. It's totally worthless. And then I guess this was what was supposed to make the point with the president. Well, you need to come to this duplication of a hearing that doesn't mean anything to impeachment, or we will think you don't care. Well, I care about impeachment, but I don't care about this hearing. It's going to be another waste, another show. It's going to be just ridiculous hearing from people that hate Donald Trump and tell us how good it is to do an impeachment of a guy they hate.
You know, Congressman, it seems to me, looking at the polling numbers, the president is actually gaining popularity as this impeachment charade continues.
Yep, he is. And that's probably, Todd, because more people are paying attention. If you want to have a real hearing that really gets more at the truth of what happened, since Schiff and others have made such a big deal about how badly they want to have staff come testify from the president's staff, well, that's not going to help. What really needs to happen, we need to get Adam Schiff's two staff members who came over. They had been at the National Security Council. They were two people that were identified when Trump first came into office as people that were going to be big enemies. They were part of the deep state folks, hated Trump, and they stuck around for a while at the National Security Council and ended up over on Schiff's staff. They had apparently, from what I understand, they worked with Biden, potentially with Hunter. And so imagine when the whistleblower found out that Trump had just had a call with the new president of Ukraine and asked him for help on the corruption. Boy, that had to freak out the whistleblower. So he runs over. This is based on what I've heard, this is my opinion, what must have happened. He runs over immediately to Schiff's two people on his staff. They had all worked together. They knew each other. He surely had to be scared to death that he and they could be exposed if they got the evidence of the corruption. So they put together this idea, why don't we get you labeled as a whistleblower, and that'll give us protection and stuff. And the trouble was, he wasn't a whistleblower for two reasons. Number one, he had no direct knowledge.
Right.
Yeah, he's not a whistleblower.
I want to ask you.
But that's when they got the IG to change the rules.
That's right.
So you didn't have to have direct evidence. But that's how I think this all started.
Now, Congressman, one of our listeners on our live stream, Becky, has a pretty good question. I want to ask, see if you can answer this for her.
Sure.
She says, how is it that President Trump, who holds the highest office in the country, cannot stop someone from testifying, but Adam Schiff can stop the whistleblower from testifying? She doesn't understand that.
Well, I think that's exactly the point we need to make. And the only reason Becky's wondering that is because she's really paying attention and she's on top of what's going on. We need her in Washington on staff because she gets it. And that's why I want to see Sean Misko and Abigail Grace, the two people who had worked at the NSC with the non-whistleblower. I want them subpoenaed. I want them testifying. Then we can cut right to the chase and get to the whole heart of this issue.
Congressman, interesting statistics coming out of yesterday's rally. There was a huge rally, pretty raucous down there in Florida. And Brad Parscale sent me a note, says that 24% of the people at that rally identified as Democrats. What do you make of that?
Well, if they were there to disrupt, obviously they didn't do a very good job. So it's more likely that they were sick and tired of seeing the Democrats divide this country and attempt to create a socialist revolution, and they're ready to see us come back together and realize, you know, Trump could just be the guy that ends up bringing us together. But I tell you, Todd, one of the things he is doing is as these more and more of these deep state folks come out and talk against him, as we saw at the Schiff show, it exposes more and more of the people that need to be gotten rid of, that are at the heart of the problem, that can't stand the fact that we have elections to determine our leaders. They want to be the appointed leaders in chief. So that's one thing good that's come out of all this. But, there are more and more. I knew there were independents that were getting it, but I didn't realize 24% of those at the rally were Democrats. Wow, that's amazing.
That's it's pretty remarkable. And again, I know there was a Pennsylvania lawmaker, one of the congressmen from up in Pennsylvania, was saying, you know, Trump is going to carry that state again. There is just a lot of support, especially among working class blue collar Americans, because of what this president's been doing for the economy.
Yeah, and you know what? I think Pelosi originally did not want to actually have a vote to impeach Trump, but I think her left has been pushing her so hard to have this vote that she's going to end up not having a choice. But she knows, you know, regardless of what you think of her, she is a politically smart person, and she knows if and when they have a vote in the House to impeach the president, she'll get the vote she needs. She always does. Just like with Obamacare, people voted for Obamacare knowing that would probably prevent them from getting reelected, but she got them to vote that way anyway. She'll get the votes. That will send it to the Senate. And I know there have been a couple of senators say, oh, we may not even have a trial. Yeah, they'll have a trial.
Oh, yes, they will.
Yeah, they'll have a trial, and they won't get 2/3 to remove the president, which means that Pelosi will have participated in helping reelect Donald Trump like Republicans did when they pushed an impeachment to the Senate that didn't remove President Clinton. Pelosi does not want to help get him reelected, but that's the course she's on right now.
All right, Congressman, we got to leave it there real quick before we let you go. We've been asking everybody this question. I mean, everybody from Hogan Gidley at the White House to, I mean, just here's the question. Is it cornbread dressing? Is it dressing or stuffing in the Gohmert household?
We have, it's got some cornbread in it, but it's also got toast. The non-cornbread. It's my late mother's dressing recipe, and we have it every year. My wife cooks my mother's dressing recipe. I cook the turkey all night.
Well, we're doing a deep fried turkey in the Stearns household this year.
So. Ah, yeah. Well, get your home insurance paid up. You know,
thank you.
We've had too many fires around here, and make sure you don't have too much oil in there when you put the turkey in.
This is good advice.
All right, Todd.
All right, Congressman. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Louis Gohmert from the great state of Texas. Good congressman right there. Good guy. Look, we are going to take a break. We're going to get right to your calls. David in Texas, hang tight. We're going to get right to you. Here's our telephone number, 844-7. 747-8868. If you want to weigh in on President Trump, the numbers of Democrats now embracing this president, or, of course, this incredible culture war story involving Chick-fil-A, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
It's the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Hello, neighbor.
This Thanksgiving,
it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Reese, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters now. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
For me, Truett means opportunities.
Truett means an adventure, place where I can grow and become more like Jesus.
This is somewhere I belong.
To me, Truett is like a home far away from home.
Everyone is family from all different walks of life and from all over the world.
To me, Truett means a second home.
Truett McConnell University is home for me.
Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and now you know why I love Truett McConnell University.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
What do you see for the next generation? Do you see a prospering nation? Do you see hope? The future is ours to create, and Liberty University is driven to train positive influencers for our country and our culture. Our mission is to guide students toward leadership as servants of the people, defenders of freedom, and champions of truth. Discover how you can impact the next generation of champions for Christ by texting GIVE to 839-858.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's mystery from the Book of Mysteries.
In the Book of Mysteries, the teacher challenges the disciple to find the answer to an ancient mystery, the Nazarene mystery. In Matthew's gospel, it says that the prophet said that Messiah would be called a Nazarene, but the Hebrew scriptures have no such verse. The mystery's in the Hebrew. Isaiah called Messiah the branch, but the word there in Hebrew is Netzer. Add a T at the end of it, it becomes Netzeret. Netzeret is the real name of the place we know as Nazareth. Nazareth means the place of the branch. What more perfect place for Messiah, the branch, to grow up, to sprout, to branch forth to the world from? Nazareth would have long been forgotten except that Messiah, the branch, came through it. So too, the more you let Messiah grow and branch forth through your life, the more your life will be one of greatness. For you are called to be Netzeret, his Nazareth.
What you have just heard comes from the Book of Mysteries. Learn more online at mysteriesbook.com. That's mysteriesbook.com.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
What do you see for the next generation? Do you see a prospering nation? Do you see hope? The future is ours to create, and Liberty University is driven to train positive influencers for our country and our culture. Our mission is to guide students toward leadership as servants of the people, defenders of freedom, and champions of truth. Discover how you can impact the next generation of champions for Christ by texting GIVE to 839-858.
Folks, coming up in the next hour of the show, our good friend David Barton, he has some things to say about all these people who want to rename Thanksgiving. So he's going to weigh in on that. David Barton from Wall Builders is going to be here. Also, we're going to start throwing out some trivia questions in the next hour, so you guys will be able to win some great prizes from the Todd Stearns Radio Program Prize Closet. All right, let's get to the phones. 844-747-8868. David from Texas watching us on the Facebook live stream. Hi, David. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Todd. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind today?
Well, it's just interesting. I mean, to hear Tony, it was obvious that he was upset, and it sounds like more that he hasn't heard back. But anyway, so I'm a financial advisor, and I do something called biblically responsible investing, where we look at companies, what they're distributing, manufacturing, or donating profits to. Basically, the easiest way to explain it is someone that, you know, maybe won't support Planned Parenthood, but owns, for example, Verizon, that donates money to Planned Parenthood. We wouldn't have them in our portfolio as biblically responsible investment advisors. So is it more that Chick-fil-A is donating money to, you know, the SPLC, or is it that, you know, that you haven't heard back from them? That's kind of more of the concern.
Well, I think the concern here, David, is the fact that Chick-fil-A has been two-faced in this. They have intentionally taken advantage of the goodwill of many Christian people in this country, while privately funding groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, FRC is really in a category by itself, and the reason why, David, is that a guy used the Southern Poverty Law Center map to target them and try to kill everybody in their building and smear their bodies with Chick-fil-A sandwiches. And then for FRC, which has been defending Chick-fil-A, to learn that Chick-fil-A was actually giving money to the Southern Poverty Law Center, yeah, I would be upset if I was in that situation.
Mm-hmm. I guess the other question is, you know, should we monitor other companies that are also making donations to that organization to see? Because I agree. I mean, I think it's, you know, very sad because as a Christian and a, you know, conservative that has supported Chick-fil-A for so long because of their stance, mainly because of their values, it's disheartening to see kind of the other side of that. But should we look at other companies to see if we're supporting them in the same way, either through our, you know, patronizing them or through our investments?
Yeah, look, I see where you're going with this, and I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure who has that much time in their schedule to find out who is, you know, who, you know, how companies are spending their dollars. Now, I think there have been some stories about some major companies that are big donors of, you know, Planned Parenthood. And if I know about those kinds of things, if I know that my favorite pork rind company, the company that makes the pork rinds that I love, if they're supporting Planned Parenthood and I find out about it, you know what? That's a really easy fix for me. I'll just go somewhere else. But honestly, by and large, David, I'm not quite sure when you go into the supermarket, you know, that the average consumer is going to have a list saying, oh, this person gives to X, Y, or Z. I really don't think that is the issue here. I think the bigger issue with Chick-fil-A is they have stabbed Christians in the back and they really don't care. They do not care. David, appreciate the telephone call. Thanks for listening to the program. I honestly, folks, I think that's what it really is, what it boils down to, is that Chick-fil-A, they took advantage of every single Christian in America, and they just don't care. They do not care. And I can tell you that because I've had conversations with Chick-fil-A executives, and they don't care. They just don't get it. They don't understand why this is such a big deal. So I wish them all the best, but I got to tell you something. I'm not too sure. Maybe I'm mistaken here. Maybe I'm out in left field. I just don't see the next time that a local government wants to boot Chick-fil-A out of their airport. Do you really think that the gay rights organizations are going to come running to Chick-fil-A's defense? Because in the past, the only people that have been defending Chick-fil-A are the Christian organizations, are the people like your friendly neighborhood broadcaster here. Do you think that I'm going to come to Chick-fil-A's defense the next time that a local government wants to boot them out of the airport? It'll be a cold day south of Satan's house before I do that. I've learned my lesson. Chick-fil-A has lost my support. And I'm not out there saying I'm boycotting Chick-fil-A. I'm just telling you I'm not eating there anymore. There are lots of other fine chicken establishments out there. No, I don't know about Popeyes. I like Popeyes, but I got to be honest with you. You're putting your life in your hands. Have you seen the TV reports? It's like fight night trying to get a Popeyes fried chicken sandwich. Maybe if you have a Kevlar vest and a Glock, yeah, I might go to Popeyes, but by and large, probably not. I think I'll just settle on Zaxby's or Bojangles. I'm surprised. You know, they have a lot of Bojangles. I was driving through North Carolina. I guess, is that where corporate headquarters is for Bojangles? Because like every stop on the interstate, there's like a Bojangles. And I wondered to myself, is it possible? How is it that Bojangles is still allowed to have their name? I'm just wondering. That is a politically incorrect name for a chicken joint.
I don't know, but we've got every you've come to the right place if you want chicken joints here in Gainesville, because yep, we have every chicken place under the sun.
Every.
Aren't you guys like the chicken capital of the world? Gainesville is like the chicken capital of the world.
Oh yeah.
It's good chicken, though.
You have everything other than Jack in the Box, though, I will say.
Not a big fan of Jack in the Box. But, yeah. Just going to say. By the way, coming up in the next hour, we're going to discuss this issue that just popped up. The American Civil Liberties Union, gentlemen, they have released some, they want to have some Thanksgiving conversation starters. So you're at the table with your family and you're about to carve the turkey. And the ACLU wants you to have these kinds of conversations around the dinner table. These are some of the conversation starters, and we're going to talk about this, and maybe you could share your conversation starters with us on the radio program. The ACLU says, yeah, somebody at the table should say, my pronouns are dot, 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 or please pass the pie and the Equality Act. Jeez, Lou, what's wrong with these people? 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. My personal pronouns are he, him. We'll be right back.
This is Frank Affney with the Secure Freedom Minute. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban today convened an international conference to address the greatest humanitarian crisis in the history of the world, the persecution of an estimated 327 million Christians globally. Worse yet, there are believed to be 30 million more Christians being heavily persecuted this year than last. That means they're being tortured, raped, enslaved, driven from their homes, or murdered, sometimes on a genocidal scale, simply because they follow Jesus. To its credit, despite Hungary's relatively small population and economic power, that nation is employing governmental resources and leadership as a model for engagement on behalf of Christians. The Trump administration is Hungary's most important partner, but most of the rest of the world is part of the problem, not the solution. We must begin changing that now. This is Frank Affney. Learn how you can help at SaveThePersecutedChristians.org.
Thanksgiving is far more than just a day of feasting. What are we really celebrating on this special day? Hello, I'm Sam Rohr with another Stand in the Gap Minute. In the classic Charlie Brown Thanksgiving television special, Marcy reminds Charlie Brown, Thanksgiving is more than eating, Chuck. We should just be thankful for being together. Well, can you relate? We often find ourselves focused on food, watching football, or other plans, yet the real joy of the holiday is extended time together with loved ones, including our children and grandchildren. Scripture reminds us to make the most of every moment. Instead of overemphasizing food or other activities, remember the importance of time with those you love. This life passes so quickly. Let's make sure we focus our lives on God and showing love to those around us. These special times will result in memories that we will never forget. Join us for more encouraging resources at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.